This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Local and regional news brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, you can visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Ruby's Pantry has announced that they will be ceasing all operations, effective immediately. Saying in an email, quote, "Over the past several months, we have been thoughtfully realigning the work, structure, and focus of Ruby's Pantry to ensure our mission remains at the center of everything we do. As part of this process, we have worked to better align community needs with our goal of operating in the most effective and seamless way possible. As a result, we have decided to end the operations of Ruby's Pantry effective immediately. We recognize that this is difficult news to receive and do not take this decision lightly." End quote. They would like to thank everyone for the important role they have played in this journey and for the impact that they have made in the service of Ruby's Pantry. Once again, Ruby's Pantry has announced that effective immediately, all sites will be closed. Please adjust accordingly. Saturday, April 11th at 1 p.m., there's a purse bingo for Saving Grace at Oxbow Bar and Grill. Grab a friend and come help them raise money for their mission and future facility. This fundraiser will be a purse/bag bingo. They also plan to have a few smaller basket raffles as well. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 11th at 1 p.m. over at Oxbow Bar and Grill. For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A three-judge panel has thrown out a challenge to Wisconsin's congressional map, a ruling that keeps the current district lines in place for now. The judges from Dane, Outagamie, and Milwaukee counties said they don't have the authority to weigh in without direction from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The lawsuit, filed by 11 state residents, claimed the map was the result of illegal partisan gerrymandering. Republicans are calling the decision a big win, while the case could still head to appeal. Governor Tony Evers yesterday blocked several Republican-backed bills focused on transgender and gender nonconforming kids. Evers says the measures would endanger youth and fuel discrimination, while supporters argue they're needed to protect fairness in sports and give parents a stronger voice. The vetoes came on International Transgender Day of Visibility. Lawmakers could try to override the vetoes, though that's unlikely with current numbers in the legislature. And it's an all-Wisconsin championship to be named the strongest town in America. The competition by the foundation Strong Towns started with 16 locations and is now down to the final two, with Madison taking on West Allis. The foundation says the 2026 contest is about progress, not perfection, adding these towns embody that spirit. Voting for the championship round will be available through this Friday. Sheboygan also made it to the Final Four, but was eliminated by Madison. Some past winners of the Strongest Town Contest include Watertown, South Dakota, Jasper, Indiana, Brattleboro, Vermont, and Marion, Ohio from 2025. Get details online about voting. StrongestTown.com. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Rays.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers battled back to beat the Rays 6-2. Home runs from Jake Bowers, Gary Sanchez, right-hander Brandon Woodruff gave up two runs, but struck out six in five innings of work to get the win, featuring his fastball.
If I was going to use bullets, I didn't want to use them in the minor leagues. I was recovering. You know, I'd kind of mentioned that before, and I wanted to be here with the guys. It's a good feeling breaking camp and just being with everybody, and It was just a good feeling for me, and I really wanted to do that. And, you know, I, with the pitch count I was at, if I couldn't get through five innings, then that's on me.
The series wrapping up today. NBA, the Bucks beat the Dallas Mavericks at five serve form, 123-99, snapping a four-game losing streak. Doc Rivers says his guys haven't given up.
Season hasn't gone the way we wanted to, but you keep working on chemistry and building together. That leads to the following year.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy with some snow developing by mid to late afternoon. Our high today, 42. Tonight, snow likely, 2 to 4 inches overnight. Then tomorrow, more snow changing to a mix of snow and rain. another inch or two possible with a high tomorrow near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.